Hello and welcome to the GCSE German Revision Podcast. I'm your tutor, and today we're diving into one of the most important and honestly most rewarding topics in German grammar, articles and pronouns. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Articles, pronouns, that sounds dry. But trust me, once you crack this topic, so much of German just clicks into place. Every sentence you write, every translation you attempt, every listening task you tackle, articles and pronouns are right there at the heart of it. So let's get into it. Let's start with the basics. In English, we have just one definite article, the. Simple, right? In German, it's a little more interesting. We have three, der, die, and das. Der is masculine, die is feminine, and das is neuter. And here's the thing. Every single German noun has a gender, and you need to learn it with the noun. So it's not just Hund, it's der Hund. Not just Katze, it's die Katze. Not just Kind, it's das Kind. A really useful memory trick here is the traffic light system. Think of der as red, it's the one that changes the most. Die is amber, it stays the same in quite a few cases. And das is green, it's often the simplest. Red, amber, green. Der, die, das. Now, alongside definite articles, we have indefinite articles, the equivalent of a or an in English. In German, that's ein for masculine and neuter nouns, and eine for feminine nouns. So, ein Mann, a man, eine Frau, a woman, ein Kind, a child. But here is where it gets really interesting, and this is the bit that trips up so many candidates in the exam. German has cases, and the case of a noun changes the article. There are four cases in German: nominative, accusative, dative, and genitive. At GCSE, you need to be confident with the first three. The nominative case is for the subject of the sentence, the person or thing doing the action. So in the sentence, der Mann kauft ein Buch, the man buys a book, der Mann is in the nominative because he is doing the buying. The accusative case is for the direct object, the thing being acted upon. For masculine nouns, the accusative changes. Der becomes den, and ein becomes einen. So, ich sehe den Mann, I see the man. The dative case is for the indirect object, the person to whom something is done. Ich gebe dem Mann ein Buch, I give the man a book. Here is a memory hook. Think of dem as to him, both end in M, dem, him. It works. Now, let's talk about personal pronouns. In the nominative, ich, I, du, you, informal, er, he, sie, she, es, it, wir, we, ihr, you, plural, sie, they, and sie with a capital S, the formal you. In the accusative, some change. Ich becomes mich, du becomes dich, er becomes ihn. The rest mostly stay the same. A great rhyme. Mich, dich, ihn, those three change, the rest stay the same. In accusative range. Mich, dich, ihn. Say it a few times. Reflexive pronouns are used with reflexive verbs. Verbs where the subject and object are the same person. Sich waschen, to wash oneself. The reflexive pronouns are mich, dich, sich, uns, euch, sich. The third person always uses sich. That's a really useful pattern. And possessive adjectives. Mein, dein, sein, ihr, unser, euer, follow the same endings as the indefinite article, ein. This is called the ein word pattern, and it is a massive time saver in the exam.
Now, let's talk about exam tips and the most common mistakes I see candidates make, because knowing what not to do is just as important as knowing what to do. Common mistake number one, forgetting that only masculine nouns change in the accusative. Feminine, neuter, and plural nouns keep the same article in the accusative as in the nominative. So many students change every article when they see an accusative context. Don't do that. Only der changes to den, and ein changes to einen for masculine nouns. common mistake number two, confusing sein and ihr. Sein means his, it belongs to er. Ihr can mean her, their, or your formal. Context is everything. Look at the subject of the sentence to work out which one is correct. Common mistake number three, using reflexive pronouns with non-reflexive verbs. Not every verb needs a reflexive pronoun. Sich freuen needs sich, but kaufen does not. If you're not sure whether a verb is reflexive, ask yourself, is the subject doing the action to themselves? If not, you don't need a reflexive pronoun. Common mistake number four, confusing wer, wenn, and wem. Remember, wer is nominative, who is doing something. Wenn is accusative, who is being acted upon. Wem is dative, to whom. If the question asks, who did this, use wer. If it asks, who did you see, use wenn. If it asks, who did you give it to, use wem. Now, a few exam technique tips. In the writing exam, every time you use a noun, ask yourself, what gender is it and what case is it in? This two-second check can save you marks. In the translation task, pay particular attention to articles. Examiners specifically look for correct case endings. A wrong article can cost you a mark even if the rest of the sentence is perfect. In the speaking exam, if you're not sure of the exact article, don't panic. Use a pronoun instead. Instead of der Mann, say er. Instead of die Frau, say sie. This is a perfectly valid strategy, and native speakers do it all the time. For listening and reading, watch out for pronouns as context clues. If you hear ihm, that's dative masculine or neuter. So something is being given to or done for a male person or thing. If you hear ihr, that could be dative feminine or possessive or even they. Use the surrounding context to work out which one it is. Right. Let's do a quick-fire recall quiz. I'll ask the question, give you a short pause to think, then give the answer. Ready? Question 1. What is the accusative form of der for a masculine noun? The answer is Dane. Question 2. What does sich mean when used as a reflexive pronoun? It means himself, herself, itself, themselves, or yourself formal. It covers all third-person reflexive uses. Question 3. How do you say my book in German, where Buch is neuter and in the nominative? Mein Buch, because neuter nominative uses the same ending as the base form. Question 4. What is the dative form of einer for a feminine noun? Einer. So, mit einer Frau means with a woman. Question 5. What is the difference between wer and wem? Wer is nominative, who is doing the action. Wenn is accusative, who is the object of the action. Brilliant. Let's wrap up with a quick summary. Articles and pronouns are the skeleton of every German sentence. Get them right, and your writing and speaking will be transformed. The key things to take away today are learn noun genders with every noun you learn. Know your three cases, nominative, accusative, dative, and what each one means. Remember that only masculine nouns change in the accusative. Learn the mich, dich, ihn rhyme for accusative pronouns, and use the ein word pattern for possessive adjectives. You've got this. Keep practicing those case tables. Even 5 minutes a day will make a huge difference. Thanks so much for listening, and I'll see you in the next episode. Viel Erfolg. Good luck.